free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
The Age of Apocalypse continues to shred the veil of illusion in this process of revealing as the blinding light of truth shines its radiant and blinding spotlight upon the filth and corruption of this current imploding paradigm. The systems are breaking down now because they are no longer relevant. They no longer serve humanity, and they have been corrupted to the core. Society has been hijacked by a ruthless syndicate of murderers, thieves, and parasites.
I am in a world of shit.
The systems of finance, government, medicine, regulatory agencies, education and academia, media and entertainment have all become infected, contorted, and broken beyond repair. The disease spreads like a cancer across our world as the corporatocracy expands globally and suffocates freedom. The gap between the rich and the poor has been expanding for decades, but now the class war is on as the middle class, the backbone of free nations, is decimated and impoverished as the ruling class seizes more power and wealth, all according to a long-standing agenda that is coming into full manifestation in this age. The governments of Western society have declared war upon their own people, demanding them to surrender their sovereignty, their wealth, their values, even their own children, upon their unholy altar of human sacrifice. The truly mind-blowing thing to realize is that this is nothing new. This has occurred over and again throughout the ages. Why? Why do civilizations fall before they truly evolve to the next level? Why is it that when humanity reaches the next rung on the ladder of their progression, societies decay and collapse? Why is it that when some genius comes forward with ideas, inventions, insights, or wisdom that could propel humanity forward, they are murdered, imprisoned, marginalized, mocked, hated, ridiculed, scorned, and feared? Why is their great work destroyed or sequestered? Why does humanity over and over again exalt and bow to the psychopathic criminals of this world while they allow the greatest among them to be repressed, condemned, and destroyed? Why? What the fuck is wrong with us? Events are increasing and unfolding at an alarming pace. It almost seems as if time itself is speeding up. Key events have changed the face of society forever, paving the way for the inception of a totalitarian system of government to be established all across Western society. The events of 9/11/2001 opened the door for draconian, freedom-destroying legislation to be passed into law and the framework for a total surveillance grid to be implemented. The great scamdemic of 2020 was the next phase in the agenda to establish a global superstate directed by an unelected group of technocrats.
The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people.
Artificial intelligence is evolving rapidly, and the potential for total control is monumental. Although the average person remains completely oblivious to this rapidly unfolding nightmare, the stark reality of the situation is that we are in grave danger. The great Roman statesman and philosopher Cicero once said, "The function of wisdom is to discriminate between good and evil." Not many people these days seem to be operating with any shred of wisdom whatsoever, and it's a very sad and devastating situation. Instead, willful ignorance seems to be the dominating mindset of the vast majority, lost within a cacophony of illusion. That illusion is being torn to shreds in this age, and yet masses of people force themselves to look away and remain in denial, afraid to face the startling truth. Cicero also said that, The mind becomes accustomed to things by the habitual sight of them and neither wonders nor inquires about the reasons for things it sees all the time. This is a profound statement. The masses have been dumbed down to the point of blind acceptance and are so quick to believe whatever some perceived authority tells them to believe. It seems that not much has changed since Cicero's time, 2,000 years ago. Hey, honey, I'm not sure what my opinion is. Can you turn on the BBC?
Television is not the truth!
Now, the war on humanity is in full swing. It is right out in the open. It is no longer hidden, and still, people refuse to see it. This is the unfortunate nature of the indoctrinated mind. It will reject what is so in order to maintain a false sense of comfort and security. Now, the international banking cabal is coming for your home, they're coming for your pension, and in the most grotesque aspect of this war, they are coming for your children. In many of the blue states, such as California, policies are being put into place to allow young children to undergo sex change operations without parental consent, under the guise of mental health initiatives. In reality, genital mutilation causes mental health issues as a very high percentage of people who transition later suffer immense psychological trauma and become suicidal. What else would you expect? Powerful lobbying groups and huge organizations are behind the massive push to normalize sex with children. Even the United Nations is on board with this agenda, which is no surprise. Recently, the UN proposed the decriminalization of sex with children as long as it is, quote, consensual. Does a minor even have the capacity to consent to sex with an adult? This insidious evil goes unnoticed by frighteningly high numbers of people. But then, if you simply ignore a situation, it will magically go away all on its own and no action is necessary. Best of luck with that. The great revelation of these times is simply this. The world ain't like you thought it was. You've been lied to, hoodwinked, bamboozled, and misled. And although this is a very difficult realization for an individual to come to terms with, there is no more time left to remain in ignorance and denial. This admission to oneself, as difficult as it may be, is also very liberating to the mind and spirit. Until this is acknowledged, no progress can be made and we will simply spiral downward into oblivion as yet another civilization nears its total collapse. This is what always happens when a society rejects morality and universal law. They become enslaved and eventually collapse, and mankind never seems to learn. Now, we are on the cusp of complete digital enslavement as the technocracy expands by the moment.
Everything will be digitalized which can be digitalized.
Make no mistake, all those gadgets and technological marvels that people gladly bring into their homes, such as Alexa, smart TVs, and other devices, are not about convenience. They are designed to spy on you. This technology is the back door into the New World Order of technocracy, so I suggest that you use it wisely. You don't need to become a Luddite, just be aware and try not to be too consumed by the digital matrix. In a bizarre way, this unfolding agenda, that is not even hidden anymore, is actually pushing mankind to awaken. Refusal to move forward with cognitive and spiritual growth and advancement leads to stagnation and ruin. In spite of the horrors that the global elite have planned, we face an enormous opportunity. Despite the dangers we face, I've never believed that it was all gloom and doom. I never felt that it was completely hopeless, but that is a matter of choice that all comes down to the expansion of human consciousness. It is now, has always been, and will always remain a personal decision. I suppose the question is, have we had enough yet? Are we fed up enough yet with the abuse, the manufactured suffering, the wars, the theft, the destruction of morals and values, and most crucially, the targeting and grooming of innocent children. Once humanity collectively reaches the point where it can shed the victim mentality, our voices rise as one, and we declare as a sovereign and sentient species that enough is enough, and that we will take responsibility for our own destiny, then it's game over. What the elites fear the most is that humanity will begin to discover its true power and potential. This is the age that is calling us to do just that. We do not need their systems of control. We do not need their Great Reset, their global totalitarian superstate, their inversion, or the slavery that they are offering to us. Some fates are worse than death. A life without freedom is one of them, and it is not worth living. The realization of their agenda will be one of cradle-to-grave tyranny, digital enslavement, impoverishment, and the exaltation of evil in a system where children are viewed as objects and commodities to be used up and thrown away. Is this the future we want for our children and grandchildren? The time to decide is rapidly coming to a close. All the power lies within us, if only we would realize this.
I am in a world of shit.
The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people.
Everything will be digitalized, which can be digitalized.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Screw your freedom.